Today's message is always thanking God. Always thanking God. And this Thursday here in America is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day. And anybody here excited about Thanksgiving Day? There might be some men out there excited about it. There might be some men out there that are having a hard time with it because maybe somebody you celebrated Thanksgiving with as a child or in the past is no longer in your life. So it may be a tough holiday for you. But remember this. God says in His Word, He will never leave us. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. That's good news, isn't it? God is always with you. He wants to be your very best friend. Now, simply put, the Thanksgiving holiday is rooted historically in giving thanks to God. It's rooted in giving thanks to Almighty God, giving Him thanks. And when I say the word Thanksgiving, what comes to your mind? What does the word Thanksgiving mean to you? What does the word Thanksgiving mean to you? Say it again. Thankful. Anybody else? Thanksgiving. Say it again. Faithful. Okay. Thanksgiving means being grateful, appreciative. It's an attitude of gratitude. And as we approach Thanksgiving Day here in the next few days, I encourage you to think about somebody, a person in your life that was positively influential in your life. Maybe it was an aunt, an uncle, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a grandparent that really encouraged you as a child. They spoke words of positive words into your life. They were there to listen to you. They were there to advise you. They taught you God's Word. And this person really helped you in life. And this Thanksgiving holiday, I encourage you to think about that person. Maybe give them a phone call and tell them how thankful you are for them. Maybe write them a letter and send it to them here tomorrow. Or if you got an email account, you might send them an email. Just tell them that you're appreciative for them. Is that making sense? Just connect with that person, because on Thanksgiving Day, we're to give thanks to others and ultimately thanks to God for His many blessings upon our lives. So think of that person in the next few days and communicate with them how much you appreciate them. And you know what? Ultimately, we're to give thanks to God. Thanks to God for His manifold blessings. Turn to Psalm 105 if you got a Bible. If not, I'll read it to you. And it says this. Psalm 105, verses 1 through 2. Psalm 105, verses 1 through 2. It says this. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts. I encourage you, friend, as we approach Thanksgiving Day, think of something that you can thank God for. Be it big or little. You know, even the small little things in life that are good have come from God. The things that we take for granted sometimes, like our beating hearts, the breath in our lungs, our arms, our hands, our legs, the ability to read, the ability to hear, to speak, those little gifts are blessings from God. And so think of one thing per day, you know, for Thanksgiving Day. Think of something you can thank God for and just tell Him, like the psalmist writes, give thanks to the Lord and say, God, I thank You for having wakened me up on Thanksgiving Day. God, I thank You that You've given me another day, a beating heart today. God, I thank You that You've given me a clear mind. God, I thank You that You've given me a written word that I can study here in the United States. Think of something that you can thank God for. So for the next couple of minutes, I want to practice with you guys. Think of something for the next minute that you can thank God for. We're going to take two or three responses. Think for a minute something you're thankful for. And give a word or two, okay? So think in the next minute, something you're thankful to God about. Anybody in the room? My health. His health. Anybody else? You're what now? He lets you still walk. Anybody else? Say it again. Who said that? Anybody else? Thankful for what? What are you thankful to God about?
Family and friends.
Good. Anybody else? Being able to receive the word. Anybody else?
His grace and mercy.
Good. All right. Let me read you something here. What was that? Go ahead. Family and friends. Good. Okay. I got this thing called from the Speaker's Quote Book, and I want to read you something here real quick. It says this. It says, it's an Irish proverb, and it says, get on your knees and thank God you're on your feet. It's pretty good, isn't it? I got so many things to give God thanks for, and probably the greatest thing that I can give God thanks for is for eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. That is the greatest gift in the universe, is that to know that when I leave this earth, I'll step into heaven one day to be with God and with Jesus forever by faith in Christ, by relationship with Christ. And I just want to say, God, I thank you for the gift of eternal life. And so not just on Thanksgiving Day are we to thank God for His blessings, but we're to thank God every day for His manifold blessings upon our lives. Instead of practicing just Thanksgiving one day a year, we need to practice thanksgiving. Living every day to give God thanks, or always giving God thanks. And I encourage you, starting this Thanksgiving holiday, on Thanksgiving Day, even today, to think about one thing a day that you thank God for. And just tell Him, God, I thank you for my hands, my fingers, my arms, my legs, my friends, my mother, my father, this shelter. Think about one thing a day and just speak it out to God. And say, God, I thank you so much. God, I have an attitude of gratitude toward you. God, I appreciate you. And just speak it out to Him. And God does appreciate it as well. And listen to this. This was interesting. It's also from the same book. It's about this woman, Anna. And she taught this guy a really good lesson. Listen to this. Fulston Ursler tells of Anna, his family's longtime nurse, who had attended not only his birth, but also the birth of his mother. Anna was a remarkable woman who had been born a slave. One day, Ursler recalls, Anna taught him the greatest lesson he had ever learned about giving thanks. Watching Anna bow her head at a meal, Ursler heard her thank the Lord for her food. But Anna, he said, you'd get your food whether you thank the Lord or not. Sure, she replied, but it makes everything taste better to be thankful. Isn't that amazing? You know, being thankful, yes, does make things taste better. It makes life taste better, figuratively, if you would. Being thankful to God makes life taste better. It makes life look brighter. See, when a person is thankful and has a thankful heart towards others and ultimately towards God, it makes them more optimistic in life. It makes them more positive in life. And I think some of you were here last week, but there was this article done by USA Today, updated on November 24th of 2008, saying that your health, giving you thanks, can make you healthier and happier. And I'm just going to read down here towards the middle of this article, and it says this. Practicing gratitude is like exercising, says Robert Emmons, professor of psychology at the University of California, Davis. Use it and you won't lose it, even when times are tough, as they are for many folks right now. Liam Bomirsky and Emmons are among researchers who have studied the power of gratitude and learned, for example, that people with high blood pressure not only lower their blood pressure, but are less hostile and more likely to quit smoking and lose weight when they practice gratitude. In one study, patients called a research hotline just once a week to report on the things that made them grateful. People who care for relatives with Alzheimer's feel less stress and depression when they keep daily gratitude journals, listing the positive things in their lives. Those who maintain a thankful attitude through life appear to have lower risks of several disorders, including depression, phobias, bulimia, and alcoholism. Amazing, huh? Most people can lift their mood simply by writing a letter of thanks to someone. Hand deliver the letter and the boost in happiness can last weeks or months. Practicing gratitude in these systematic ways changes people by changing brains that are wired for negativity, for noticing gaps in emissions, Emmons says. When you express a feeling, you amplify it. When you express anger, you get angrier. When you express gratitude, you become more grateful. And grateful people, he says, don't focus so much on pain and problems. They are quicker to realize they have friends, families, communities to assist them in times of need. They see how they can help others in distress as well. So practicing gratitude does what? It makes people more what? It makes them more positive, optimistic. And when you're more optimistic, when you're more positive about life, you're physically healthier. So let's start thanking people in our lives. Think about that person that really positively affected you and thank them on Thanksgiving Day. And think about one thing every day of the year and speak it out to God. God, I thank you for this. God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you that I've got friends. And friends, I'm telling you, your health, if you're sick physically, your health will physically improve. Is that good news? Now, thanksgiving to God, giving thanks to God, is an expression of our what in God? Giving thanks to God is an expression of our what in God? Of our what? Of our faith in God. That's right. Got a Bible? Let's turn to Luke 17. Luke 17. It's about the 10 lepers. Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. This is a very interesting passage. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. Luke 17, 11. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. See, because Jesus is the healer, right? Verse 15. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Now, this word thanked in the original language is that he thanked Jesus repeatedly. Remember, 10 lepers were healed. 10 lepers were healed by Jesus, but only one came back and thanked him repeatedly. Maybe something like this. "Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I just want to give you praise and honor. I thank you for healing my sick body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." He repeatedly thanked Jesus. That's good, isn't it? In verse 17, Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Has made you whole. 10 were healed. 1 thanked Jesus repeatedly. 1 out of 10 is what percentage? 10%. Only 10% came back to thank Jesus. What a shame, right? That only 10% would. I think as believers in Jesus Christ, 100% should be thanking God for his manifold blessings upon our lives. Amen? 100%, not 10%. And I think 10% still remains even today that, you know, people receive good things in life. They receive blessings in life. Even the shelter right here is a blessing in your life. How many of you are giving God thanks every day for something good? You know, the statistic today might still be only 10%, but all of us, 100% of us, believers in Jesus Christ, should be thanking God on a continual basis. Is that making sense? Now, in Luke 17, Jesus links verse 16 to verses 18 through 19. So he says that this Samaritan, this person healed, the leper, threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then verse 18, Jesus says, was no one found to return and give praise to God except just this foreigner, or except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well. The one out of the 10 who was healed of leprosy thanked Jesus. And in verse 19, Jesus said, rise and go, your faith has made you well. Rise and go, your faith has made you well. Remember, he's the only one that thanked Jesus for the miracle. And Jesus says, your faith has made you whole. What was Jesus doing? He was linking his thanksgiving and his what? Faith. It's almost as if Jesus could have said, rise and go, your thanksgiving to me has made you well. Your thanksgiving to me has made you well. Your faith has made you well. In other words, an attitude of thanksgiving to God expresses your what in God? You got it. Your attitude of thanksgiving to God expresses your faith in the Almighty God. See, when you give God thanks for the good things in your lives, it's like saying, God, every good thing that you've given to me has come from you. God, and I thank you for my health. God, I thank you for my hands. God, I thank you for the food that I have. God, I thank you for my friends and my family. God, I thank you for the shelter. God, I thank you for work. God, I thank you for finances. God, I thank you for transportation. When you're thanking God in this way, it's like saying, God, I thank you. And God, my expression of thanks to you is my demonstration of faith in you. When you're thanking God for the blessings in your life, it's showing that you got faith in God, that you've got trust in God, that you've got relationship with the Almighty God, knowing that every good thing in your life has come from His hands and His hands alone. Amen? Let me say it again. When you give God thanksgiving for the good things in your life, little or big, big or little, it's like saying, God, I know that everything has come from you. God, I just want to express and demonstrate by my thanksgiving to you that I know every good thing has come from you. And that shows your faith in God, your trust in God, your relationship with God. Does that make sense? It's plain and simple. When you're thanking God, it shows God that you realize that every good thing you've received has come from Him. It shows God that you realize that your relationship with Him has given you the blessings in life. Are you seeing that? It's easy to thank God when things are going well in your life. Right? When things are going well, you got that job opportunity, you got that transportation, you got that unexpected money, you have a reconciled relationship, you got healing in your body. It's easy to thank God when things are going well, right? But it's not as easy to thank God when things are not going as well. But guess what? Paul writes this in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he writes this. He says, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all situations. So, you might be going through a valley in your life, a low time in your life, a really tough time in your life, a challenge in your life. You may be going through a really, really, really crazy situation in your life. And even if you're going through a really tough situation in your life, you're to be giving God thanks in the midst of it. Because Paul the Apostle writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances. All means all. The good and in the bad. Now listen to this. This comes from a person with cerebral palsy. Listen to this. Thought it was pretty interesting. Cerebral palsy, and he says this. Thankfulness is something you learn to do. It involves a daily walk in trust and prayer. When circumstances get so big you cannot understand, just stop and look at the cross, and you will see the amazing love that is shown for you there. Realize it is part of God's plan. You don't have to understand. Just take a hold of His hand, for you see, God is unlimited. Therefore, in every circumstance, there's a purpose. No matter how dark it looks, just look to Jesus, take hold of His hand, and know that He is working on your behalf. That's a person with cerebral palsy. Isn't that amazing? Remember what I said earlier. Giving God thanks, living with an attitude of thanksgiving toward God, is an expression of your faith in God. Right? So if you're going through a really tough time in your life right now, maybe you've been diagnosed with sickness in your body. And maybe it's a terminal disease. And so it's a valley in your life. It's a low time in your life. Friend, I encourage you, in the midst of this valley in your life, start thanking God. Saying, God, it could have been worse. I could have lost my life today. But God, I thank You that You've given me another day that I can live. God, it could have been worse. And God, I thank You in advance that I am already healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am going to see the physical manifestation of Your healing power in my life in the short future ahead. So when you're giving God thanks in the midst of your hardship, it's like telling God, God, I thank You in advance. I know it's already done in Jesus' name, and I'm soon going to see the manifestation of the miracle You're working out in my life. When you give God thanks in the midst of your hardship, it's like saying, God, I just know that I know that I know that You can turn it around for my life, even though it looks so dreary and dark right now. God, I just know that I know that I know that the miracle is around the corner for my life. Plain and simple. You're going through a hardship right now? Start thanking God in the midst of it. Does that make sense? You know, whatever it might be, a broken relationship. You know, and you're going through a broken relationship, somebody has deserted you, somebody has turned their back on you, somebody has rejected you, and just start thanking God, I thank You, God, it could have been worse. I could have been totally alone, totally lonely, but I still have other friends. And I want to thank You for that, God, and God, I thank You. In advance, knowing that I know deep down on the inside that though this person has deserted me, they can come back into relationship with me by Your miracle working power. And when you start thanking God that way in the midst of your hardship, God is sure to turn it around for you. Because thanksgiving to God is an expression of your faith in God. And God honors faith. When God knows that you've got doubtless faith in Him, He's going to work on your behalf. He's going to do something miraculous on your behalf. Case in point, Paul and Silas, Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 31. Acts 16, verse 16. Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept us up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit left her. When the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews, throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Paul and Silas, they find themselves in a valley time, in a rough time, a really challenging time in their life. They find themselves in jail, right? Shackled up, and their feet in stocks, in jail, suffering in this prison cell. And in the midst of their valley experience, in the midst of being in jail, having their feet shackled, what are they doing? In the midst of their hard time, they're doing what? They're praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Could you imagine that? They were giving thanks to God in the midst of their prison, their jail experience. It was as if they were saying, "God, we're in a tough place. We're in jail right now. Our feet are shackled. You know, we're stuck here. But God, we're going to thank you, God, because it could have been worse. We could have lost our lives, but we're still living right now. And God, we thank you as an expression of our faith that you will deliver us. You're not going to leave us stuck in this place." And God honored their faith. God honored that attitude of thanksgiving and praise in the midst of jail. What did God do? What did God do for them? It says in verse 26, there was a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. Paul and Silas were delivered as a result of their giving thanks to God in the midst of their valley time, in the midst of their hard time, in the midst of their jail time. They were delivered because they were singing thanks and praises to God in the midst of it all. You see, in this situation, their thanksgiving, their praise to God in the midst of jail time was the key that unlocked the door to their deliverance. Would you agree? Their thanksgiving to God, their expression of faith in God, knowing that they knew that God could deliver them, was the key that unlocked the door to their deliverance from that jail experience. And friend, I'm here to tell you today, you might feel like you're in a jail today of some sort. Physically in some type of jail, maybe sick in your body. Relationally in some type of jail, you know. Financially, kind of like in jail. You know, you just feel bound up. You never have money or enough money to pay the bills. Transportation-wise, you might feel like you're in jail today. You know, addiction-wise, you might feel like you're in jail today. Addicted to drugs and to alcohol. Addicted to looking at things with your eyes you should not be looking at. So you feel like you're in jail today. Friend, I encourage you, in the midst of your jail-like experience, start praising God. Start thanking God like Paul and Silas, and your miracle will be around the corner. God will deliver you, because your praise and your thanksgiving to God is the key that unlocks the door to your deliverance. Is that making sense? Your thanksgiving and praise to God in the midst of your hardship is your expression of faith in God, and God will honor that faith. He will honor that attitude of thanksgiving, and He will work a miracle in your behalf. Does that make sense today? Start praising God. Start thanking God. You know, as some of you travel back home or travel during Thanksgiving, you might get delayed. Something might happen unexpectedly. Start praising God. Start thanking God and saying, God, you know what? It could have been worse. I could have lost my life. You know, I could have been without anybody on Thanksgiving, God, but I thank you I'm alive today. I've gotten to see friends and family today. And God, I just want to give you the praise and the honor knowing that you will deliver and rescue me from this. And God will honor that attitude. God will bless you. He will rescue you. He will deliver you. He'll give you an unexpected good thing, something you never imagined. Is that good news? But let's start thanking God in the tough times. It's easy to thank God when things are going well, but not quite as easy when things are not going that good, right?